Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. A caregiver support group is a great way to share your troubles and find people who are going through the same experiences that you are living each day. Ruth Whitting Hill and Amy Harris have joined me to discuss their experience in participating in a caregiver support group. Ruth, who are you currently caring for?
I give respite care to my dad for my mom. She has early stage Alzheimer's, diagnosed 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I spend all day Saturday through to about 10 at night, and then give my dad also a break on Tuesday evenings, 4:30 to 10.
Okay, and you usually go to your parents' home and mm-hmm. care for your mom?
Well, my mom is still able to do lots of things, so on Saturdays we just run around and have a big time.
Okay.
Just make memories.
That's good. And Amy, who are you caring for?
My mom. My mom's 80 and she has Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And about 3 years ago when my father passed away, they had been living in Savannah, Georgia. My siblings and I moved her back here to Nashville to be closer to one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also have an 18-year-old daughter who has cerebral palsy.
Okay. And where's your mom? Is she in an assisted living
facility? She is. She lives in an assisted living building.
Okay.
That is facility that's right next to my house. So
Oh,
it's very
okay.
convenient. We can walk back and forth all day, and we do.
And see each other. Okay. Ladies, how long have you been attending the Vanderbilt's caregiver support group, Ruth?
Well, I started coming the first time I read an email about it, so I think I've been coming all along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... I know it was not long after she was diagnosed,
okay.
So that I would say over a couple of years.
Okay. And what about you, Amy?
I think it's been about a year and a half.
Okay.
It's been great. I wished I'd known about it sooner
mm-hmm.
because Mom has been here for 3 years. And even before she came here, I think I could have used
right,
it because
right.
we knew that she had some issues going on before she came here. But I did try some other support groups in
mm-hmm.
town at some of the residential facilities, some of the care facilities, and they're really good. There's some wonderful support
right.
groups out in the community for sure, but none so close as this is. And, you know, especially for employees, where
right.
you can go on your lunch break. It's really
It was convenient.
Helpful.
Mm-hmm. Convenient. Okay. And I know both of you said that you're caring for your mother, and neither one of them are in your home. So why did you feel that a support group was needed, since they're not right there under your roof?
Well, I know personally I wanted to learn everything I could early on so that I would be prepared more for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew there would be people in a support group that would be farther along in their care experiences, and I could learn from them.
Okay.
And I think groups are a great place to vent feelings, fears, concerns. It's a feeling of safety. I look forward to those meetings.
Okay.
And after you go a while, you see faces that you feel like it's another part of your family that's
right.
there for you.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, Amy?
Well, I think even though Mom doesn't live with me, sometimes I feel like she does because she's right next door. A support group is really beneficial because of the closeness where Mom is. I do get to see her so frequently, and I see her caregivers almost daily, at
mm-hmm.
least 4 or 5 times a week, taking Mom to all of her medical appointments. I see all of her doctors and, you know, those caregivers. We have family in town and out of town. So I think, you know, providing that kind of case manager role, if you
right,
will, and
right.
coordinating the care is a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that being able to come to a group where people kind of understand what it is that's involved in those processes and
okay.
really help support you through some of that has been really beneficial to me, getting the support from others who really understand the
What's
time and
on?
Effort involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know both of you have received a lot of good information and just the fact of coming to the group. Would you recommend it to others that are either currently caring for someone or long distance or whatever the case may be? Is this something you would recommend and why?
Well, I've strongly recommended it to fellow employees when I learned that they're in similar situations. And some of them, with their schedules, they're not able to come,
mm-hmm.
but they show an interest in what I have to share. And the informative information that you bring to us, I also share that with other people, so that even though some employees aren't actually attending, they benefit from some of the knowledge that I can pass on.
Okay. I feel the same. I would absolutely recommend it to other people. I think we all like to pretend that we're very independent, mm-hmm. and we can do everything on our own, but the truth is, with or without a family member with exceptional needs, we all have our own strengths and needs, and I think that being able to share those in a group, in a support group, where people really can help you build on your strengths, can help, you know, where you have needs, they can help, mm-hmm. you know, fulfill some of those too, that the group really does help in a lot of those avenues, so okay. I would recommend it.
Thank you, ladies.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.